1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not power, authority, to eat and to drink? Have we not authority to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas, have not we power to forbear working? Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown to you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? So the point here is, there's a bit of a controversy. In verse 3, you know, Paul, all the apostles, all men of God, there's always controversy. Right? At one point, we're admonished not to strive, right? But there, you know, bitterness. There's also judgment, meaning there is a point at which you must oppose the wicked, you know, false teachers and people who preach false gospels. They have to be opposed, and. But there's also, you know, there are things that come up and people are critical. The Apostle Paul was being examined by some. What it means is, you know, some people were looking into Paul, seeing what is he doing? And here, obviously, the subject is, you know, someone sent him money? Someone is supporting his ministry? You know, there is a knock against preachers of the gospel because many have used the gospel as a cloak for covetousness and have made merchandise of people and made, godliness a way of gain, so to speak. Meaning, or rather, as Paul said, supposing that gain is godliness. And they make the gospel about money, about prosperity. And there are others who have preached the gospel and they make it about money. About them collecting their money. You know, support this ministry. Every ministry needs support because... Well, and he's going to give the reasons of it. Let's examine what he's saying. Well, the reason I'm saying this is because he's saying, look, am I not an apostle? Other apostles, his point is, other apostles have used this power, this authority. What authority? To have a wife, right? And as he says, to forbear working, meaning not to have another job, meaning his only job was to work in the gospel. Or some of these apostles. He specifically mentions Peter and the brethren of the Lord. James, Jude, Peter, they had wives. They didn't have other jobs. They lived of the gospel. Now, to people in the world who are cynical, Ah, see, that's why they do it, because it's a big scam to them. Because to those whom the gospel is not the truth, when they see simple people who simply believe the truth, and then they give of their substance to men who are a lot of times gifted men, intelligent men, they look at those smart people are taking advantage of those unsmart people. They're taking their money. And a lot of ways this witness is true. In a lot of ways, men who have no right have taken, as it is written, the spoil of the poor is in your houses, in the book of Isaiah. They spoil the poor, and their money is gathered away in their houses. You think about some of these super preachers living in their mansions. But, the apostles didn't live in mansions. But they didn't have other jobs. Their job was to be an apostle. Paul was a tent maker by trade, and he practiced the trade whenever he could as an apostle. Now, when he was imprisoned, obviously, he couldn't do that. And at times, he, of necessity, depended on the people who supported him in the faith. But it is certainly within the realm of righteousness for a man who labors in the gospel to be a partaker of the gospel, meaning to live and make his living out of the gospel. Even as one who is laboring the gospel, it's a subject that has made me uncomfortable in the past, because there is this whole, there are all these false teachers out there, and they're living off the gospel. They're living off perverting the gospel, and they're living a lot better than I do. Not that I'm jealous of them. But in a sense, maybe I am jealous. Maybe there's a certain jealousy. I mean, in a sense of like, I am jealous over the truth, and it gets me angry to see men prospering, perverting the truth. But I know that this also is according to the word of the Lord, so I don't get too upset. I used to get much more upset. I don't really get upset. I just sort of, it definitely moves my zeal. I know that the judgment of God is against them which do such things. In verse 2 he's saying, and that's kind of a synopsis of everything we just read, but let's go through verse by verse and kind of look at stuff, see if there's any points that need clarification. Am I an apostle? Am I not free?